The next patient is Wanda Ramirez, and the last name is R A M I R E Z, like in Zulu, Wanda, W A N D A. This is the clinical case of a 49-year-old white female that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 4. The patient has a history of diabetes mellitus that at the present time is under control. She has arterial hypertension that at the present time is under control. She has a history of fatty liver associated to the diabetes with liver cirrhosis, period. The patient has been treated for the fluid retention with the administration of furosemide that she takes 80 milligrams 2 times a week and metolazone 5 milligrams that she takes 3 times a week. She's also taking spironolactone on a daily basis because of the presence of hypokalemia. Today, the patient comes with a hemoglobin with a serum creatinine of 3.86 with a BUN of 77. The patient is severely volume contracted. And we are going to start titrating the diuretics down. And for the time being, we are going to leave the metolazone just 2 times a week. We're going to monitor her very closely. Interestingly, this patient used to have a significant proteinuria that has been controlled with the administration of Kerendia. The better control of the blood sugar. And ACE inhibitors. Following number diabetes mellitus that is followed by endocrinology, I understand that because of the couple of episodes of hypoglycemia, the patient was switched from U500 to Treceva, and they are adjusting the medications. Following number, rheumatoid arthritis that is followed by Dr. A. Torres. The patient is taking Xeljanz, X-E-L-J-A-N-Z. This medication by itself could cause increase in the serum creatinine. And we are going to make Dr. A. Torres, A period. Alpha period, Torres, T-O-R-E-R-E-S, aware of the situation. Following number, vitamin D on supplementation. The patient has the patient has coronary artery disease followed by the cardiology. Due to the variation in the kidney function, we are going to see the patient in 8 weeks. With laboratory workup. We invested, in this case, 12 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup. In the face-to-face, we invested 25 minutes in the documentation. Nine minutes.